When Simon Reis Samach Vav, Steve Tess, he gia lechotzer hachitzena hamishtameres. The while we had a case, a misha yeboba derech vekiddush olav hayoyim, and we had put his chafetzim on a chamer, and we had a seder what he does, that the chamer should, there shouldn't be any yisar of shvises behemtay mechamer. So that is an eitzim till we come to a rishus hayochid. And the chotzer hachitzena mishtameres, that means the first chotzer that he will encounter in the city, that's a chotzer mishtameres, so we unload the chamer there. We don't go further. No problem was als hefsed momoinai. So the first chotzer he encounters, that's mishtamer, we will unload the chamer there. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah there's a problem. How does the chamer go from the Rishus HaRabim inside the chotzer? But let us just see. Higia lochotzer hachitzoin hamishtameres. He reaches the first chotzer, the first outer chotzer of the city that his chafetim will be protected there. Neitel me'al hachamer kelim hanitolim. So if there are kelim which are not muktzim, the chamer is inside the chotzer, so we'll start unloading from the chamer the kelim which are not muktzim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Higia lechotzer hiksha hamogin avrom. We have a problem. Higia lechotzer. How did the chamer get into the chotzer? Does kikoi habehema pulto lifnei haPesach? Normally, the behema stands right before entering the chotzer. So it made a hanoche in Rishus HaRabim, Me'ayel Mishus HaRabim L'shus HaYochid Uchmai Shekosav Sif Yudalev. So there's a problem. So how did the chamer get into the chotzer? V'tzorich loymar D'gabi behemtoi Loi hichmiru kol kach. By a behemah they weren't machmer. Now this is a very difficult teretz. We're speaking about the rises of Shvises Behemtoi. Now, there's an Israel that his behemoth should do a malochev. And if the behemoth stops in the Rishus HaRabim before it entered the Rishus HaYochid into the Chotzer, so there's a malochev the rise. So what is pshat in the Magen Avraham teretz? Rein befrimme godem shenitchak moid b'tiritzet. Understand this teretz. So this is a difficult teretz to take at face value that we were makel by a behemah, since we are speaking about a malocha the arisen. So not understanding the Magen Avraham, but we have to understand the Mechaber. How did the chamer get in from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid? V'yesh mitarsim, so others say a teretz as follows. The Yizoyer, it stopped. Back in that right before it entered the Rishus HaYochid, it stopped in the Rishus HaRabim. Now they opened the door and it enters the Rishus HaYochid. So there was an akire from the Rishus HaRabim. The Yizoyer, so he should be careful, litel me behemot tekev That means now the behemah is walking into the chotzer, and while the behemah is in the process of walking, so it didn't make a hanochi yet, it made an akira from a rishus harabim, it walks into the chotzer, now it's in the process of walking, so there's no hanochi yet, and he goes and starts taking off the chafetzim from the behemah while it is walking. So there was an akira without a hanoche, which is only a rabbanon, and by behemah they were makel. The yizoyer lito me behemah take b'moy lechotza b'oida maleches. He should be careful to take off from the behemah when it enters the chotza while it is still walking. Kedei shleitiya hanoche al yedei habehemah. Or perhaps he can do something more practical. She is little me men or kaidem shenichnasolachatzeiroi. That means when the, just like the whole time, when the behemoth stopped, he unloaded the behemoth. And then when the behemoth started walking, he put on the behemoth again, so there never was an akira. So when the behemoth stops in front of the Rishus HaYochid, he should take off everything from the behemoth. He should put on the behemoth when it starts entering the chotzer. So there wasn't an akira from a rishus harabim, because when he put it on the behemoth was walking in towards the chotzer. So there was no akira from a rishus harabim. So it'll come out that the behemoth did not make an akira from the rishus harabim. Later it stands in the chotzer, and this anoche less lambo. That means a hanoche without an akire. The whole dover shebechaveiroi potarabol also by a person who would do such a thing, would make a hanoche without an akire, is also midarabonon b'chamoy remuta lechatchila. So that is pshat in the the beginning of the mechaber, how the behemoth got into the chotzer. So we have two mahalchim. Either he unloads the chamoy while it is still walking in the chotzer, so there never was a hanoche. Or he loads the chamoyer when it starts walking into the chotzer, so it comes out and then was an akira from rishus haram.
Yeah.
We hear the whole thing to say that's true. That was it's also midarabonon by a person is mutter by a behemoth. That means the suri darabonon Chazal didn't put on a behemoth and shvises behemoth. That means if a person will do such a thing, he won't make an akira from a rishus harabim and he'll put it make anoch and rishus hayochid. So what did this person do? He only did an yisur darabonon by behemoth. They never made yisuri darabonon. That's why this will be mutab. Now he says noitol mi'alach hamer kelim hanitolim vafilu yehim yoiser mites vov soim. Now to unload more than 15 saw is a big tirchem. And in Shabbos, one is not permitted to do such a thing. It says, if an agola came, you're not allowed to unload such a large amount of articles. But over here, he's allowed to do this. Rafulahim Yaisa Mites Vov Soim, Shori Mishum Tsar Balechayim. We have to let the Chamer stand in the whole Shabbos. the Tsar Balei Chaim over here. So Memela, which is an Issa Deraisa, so Memela, so even though there is a Issa of being Mefana a Chotzer, to empty out a Chotzer or to unload a wagon of articles more than Tesva of Soyin, but here they were Matmishim Tsar Balei Chaim. Avulafach Yosel Lefanis Min Adolei Klal. If there wouldn't be this Cheshbon of Tsar Balei Chaim, and Adolei came in before Shabbos, and now he wants to somehow unload. This is also Al Stirse of the Dechel. You're not allowed to do such a thing. But Al Tsar Balei Chaim, this is Mutter. So now we accomplished that we can take off from the Chamoyim Kelim HaNitolim. That means Kelim which are not Mukseh. Visha'enom Nitolim. But what if on this Chamoyim there are Kelim which are Mukseh? So now you have a problem. Mater asachavolim. So he unties the ropes. That means these kelim, these muktzedike kelim, were tied to the chamer with ropes. So he unties the ropes. Vahasakim noizlim, and the sakim with these muktzedike kelim will fall, finish. So it is no total muktzim.
It's not the same rope, I mean.
It could be it wasn't a Keshe Shel Kayomer. I mean, that was, that's what he's doing the whole time. What do you mean? And on the way, he was permitted to build Tomuksa'ots. There were Mata, Adam Bol, Al-Mamayin. I mean, the whole way till now we're in the Chutz already. This Heta we had till now, Adam Bol, Al-Mamayin, we were afraid he might be metal to Daldamas Bishus Rabin. That Heta fell off already. Now we're finished. We came, we's in the Chutz HaMishtameres. So there's no, that Heta fell off. Now we have a Shulchan Aruch, and we have to now follow all the halachas. So now, if there are sakim which have muktzedike kelim in them, so matir asachavolim. So he opens up these ropes. Asakim noiflim, and the sakim full, finished. That's very good. If the muktzedike kelim are not fragile, so mamela, so that's poshut. But v'im hoiso to uno klis chuchis, sh'osa l'taltlam, but what if the chamoyer is carrying in these sakim klis chuchis, which one is not permitted to be metaltal? Now he gives an example. Kigoin shehen koisois shel makizei dom. These were cups that makizei dom, the people who used to extract blood, used to use these koises to extract the blood in these koises. Now, these koises were, it seems, they were not very clean, these koises. She'ein ruyim l'shabes l'klum l'fi she'ein mu'usim. So this is mukze machmas mius. Now, which is not a poshet mukze. So let us see first the Mishnah Berurah to figure out why they are mukze. Mu'usim. Ba'af al gav the mukse machmas mius mutter. That means we paskin mukse machmas mius is mutter. Haino heche de chozi lechesuye beimone. That means if it has some use in Shabbos, we could cover a keli with it. So it has a use. So even though it's most, but it has a use, it can be used as a cover of a different keli, so it's not muktzim. Avol hoche lechozi lechasais, but it seems whatever the kisui was, but if it was glass and fragile, they would not use it to cover a keli. That means, so a person would not use these kaisais to cover a kelim because they're too fragile. So you have a kais, which is most, you will not use it legufoi. It has no use. The other use that could be to use it to cover something, but this also is not possible because they did not use this to cover any kelim because they were fragile. So now we have a problem. So let us address the problem. The chamer came into the chutzah. The chamer has sakim full of klis chuchis, which are very fragile. They're muksim. I can't untie the ropes and let them fall because it'll be a hefsid merubah. So now, meniach tachteim korim v'kastreis. So before he unties the ropes, he takes a whole bunch of blankets and pillows and thus, and then he'll untie the ropes, and they'll fall down on these. The fall will be cushioned by these pillows and blankets. Now we have a big problem over here. This is mevatel kli me'echonai. Mevatel kli me'echonai. That means that now he can't be metaltol the korim v'kastreis. He has muks on top of it. So we'll see. We'll address this problem in a minute. So this we can do in two conditions. V'davke b'masois tanim. If these masois, these sakim, are not very heavy, they're small packages. So memele sheyochel leshomtom mitachteim. That means like this. You have 20 sakim that are small sakim of muksadika kalim, they're fragile. So he puts, let's say, 20 blankets to cushion the fall. And then he opens up the ropes and they fall on the top blanket, right? To cushion the fall. Now, but we have a problem now, now he can't use these 20 blankets. So then he starts pulling away slowly one blanket at a time. 1 second, he pulls away the top blanket, that's like a fellow, so goes on the next blanket. So it comes out, it was on the top blanket for 5 minutes, and then he's going to pull to say the each blanket, and by the time it comes down to the bottom blanket, he'll pull that away also, then it'll go on the floor, but then there's no, it won't break, because there was no, he did this slowly. So it comes out, he was mevatel all these blankets for a small period of time, not for the whole Shabbos. That means they're on the blankets. That is true. I will not, there will be a time span that these blankets will not be able to be used. But let us just say practically after 3/4 of an hour, all these blankets will be able to be used. So pull away each blanket at a time. So after 3/4 of an hour, all the blankets will be used. So what did I accomplish? I accomplished as follows. I was mevato kli mehechonai for 3/4 of an hour. Now, Mavatron Klimei Chonai is also in the abundance like Seisa, but this is not a real Seisa because it was only for 3/4 of an hour, but it's also a Seisa. Now, so, Mavatron Klimei Chonai Lizman, it's not for the whole Shabbos. That means that's for a certain Zman, these blankets are not usable till I'll slap them all away. So mevato kli mehichonai b'mokim hefsed merube, they were matter. So that is what we said so far. Ve'im latzi again the loss of a machab, we'll see the mishnah. Ve'im yiplo loretz yishavu, meniach tachteim korim v'kastris, v'davke b'masoi, so he makes a whole pile of pillows and blankets, v'davke b'masoi sk'tanim, we're speaking about small masoi, small peklach, that means he can pull each blanket away. It's not so much, not such a heavy weight on each blanket. But what is if it's very heavy? It's a very heavy sack. That means if it falls on it, it's there. It's the remainder of the whole Shabbos. Also, lahanichom tachteim, neishim avatol kli meichonot. Okay, let's just first learn this halacha. Look to Mishnah Berurah. Lishomtom. So if it's small packages, so he can put a whole pile of blankets underneath it, a whole pile of pillows, and he'll pull one pillow at a time. V'af al gav shekoydim sheyaspik lishomtom kulom benachas lo yishavu akelim, the time that it will take to pull out each blanket or each pillow carefully, let us face facts of life. Lemaisa, this will become. Because we went backwards to be matter. And Ishar the Rabbonon, Abavato Kli Mechoni, which is Doimel Asaisa, because of the Hefsid of the Kalim. Because we have by Paiskim, the Davke Kalim Shiesh Hefsid Merube Bishvirosam. We only were Makel, it seems these Kalim, they were medical kalim that were used for causes nam, and they were expensive kalim. They're mukse, so it's a hefsed merube. So we were made to be mevato kli meichonoi lizman, b'mokim hefsed merube. Avol chatichais zechuchis rechovei she'enom kalim. Let's speak about a different scenario. He had pieces of glass. They're not kalim. It's also mukzeh. Now, these pieces of glass, what is he doing with these pieces of glass? He's a glazier, and Mustama, he's going to use these for windows or something. The big pieces of glass, he has to break them side by side. I mean, he won't use them the way they are. He has to cut them up and swallow. So now, if it's going to fall, the hefsid won't be so gefällig. Some of the glass, that means he needs, even though it'll fall or chip, it'll be small. He'll have a hefsid, but it won't be a hefsid merube, because this glass also has to make into smaller pieces. So there'll be some small pieces that will break, and some will still have glass. Avochatiches chuchis rechovois, big chunks of glass, sheinem kalim, shein hefsid kol kach v'shvirosom, they masuyim lichotech lechatiches ktanis. That means this big chunk of glass also, you're going to make it into smaller pieces. Afilu, it breaks when it falls, but the hefsid won't be too great. V'les bezerak hefsid mu'ud, also, laniach korim tachteim. So then one is not permitted to put any pillows underneath them. Lefi shemevatlon al kolponim mitash mishon lishaton. That means mevatol kli meichonoi lizman is also a mevatol kli meichonoi. We were matter במוקים הפסד מרובה, נעד פה הפסד מות. וכן, לפי שבאת למרקבון מתשמיש של השאטון, וכן מסיק המוגן אברום לדינה, ויש להוירייס, להלוכה שמבט לנקלי מכונה אפילו לפי שור, אלא במוקים הפסד מרובה. ההפסד מרובה, then they were matter clean mechanic all the battle kalem mehonam le hol hayim be mokem hasen mube to leave it there the whole day yesh matirim ve yesh oisrim bayim bilach. So this already is a big problem to be mevatel kli mehonai for a whole day, so then there's a big machlekes apoiskim. Fine. Now, let's go back to the Machaba. So the Machaba just was, he's guiding us that if you have muktzadik and kelim, you can't take them off the head yet, and they're heavy, and if you just untie the ropes, they're going to break. Shein yichelum lishmei takanim mitachteyim. Oso lanichem tachteyim nishmevat hakli meichonai. So what does he do? Ela pirkon binachas shaloi yishavu. You untie the ropes, and when you're untying the ropes, so you're holding on to the ropes, and they're falling, and you hold on to the ropes, and you hold on to the ropes, and say, shtikol tultul muks, I'm not taking it off the head, I'm holding on to the ropes, pirkon binachas. That means by untying the ropes, I hold on to the ropes and I balance these masois on the ropes till I bring it down on the ground. That is pirkon binachas shaloi ishaveu v'lo ye. And that they were mata. ולא יניחם על הבהמה משום צער בעלי חיים. So say, listen, it's a heavy thing and it's a hard thing, let me leave it on the behemah. ולא יניחם על הבהמה משום צער בעלי חיים. Don't leave it on the behemah. So let us just see for 1 minute. The bir aloche, v'lo yenichem al abeime, v'lo shenaram b'mise, v'lo oilam lo yaniach. That alternative, to leave it on the beime, that is not an alternative. V'haynu, afilu im lo yochol lifreit benachas, he can't take it. It's a heavy thing, and it's not going to go. If he unties the ropes, it's going to fall and break. Mikol mokim yirei shelo yemunach al habeime, mishum tzar bale chayim. Umashme midivrei hagro deboifen ze muta lanich tachteim korim bekasteis avto mevato kli meichonoi. That means behavior at Tziruf of Tzar Balei Chaim. That means there's a very interesting cheshbon over here. But he has here a problem. He has here a big problem. The behemah is carrying these heavy masois. He can't leave it there. Als the behemah. Als the behemah, he can't leave it there. Als tzar bale chayim. So what should he do? Let it drop and break. So he's not mechuyev to lose money because of Tzar Bali Chaim. Because Tzar Bali Chaim was mutter l'tzarech ha'adam. So you have here, so to le'idach gisa b'mokim Tzar Bali Chaim you mutter levatol kli me'achoni. This is a loche. Tzar Bali Chaim is a deraisa. So one is mutter levatol kli me'achoni b'mokim Tzar Bali Chaim. So memela is like this. Here, he doesn't have an eitzit. He can't be mefarik benachas. If he unties the ropes, they're all going to break. So he can't leave it there because of Tzar Bali Chaim. To lose money because of Tzar Bali Chaim, but he's also not mechuyev. So memela, so then we say, because of Tzar Bali Chaim, he's mutter levatol kli mehechonai. That means it would only be for his hefsed moment, we wouldn't be mekel. But this is the chesed of Tzar Bali Chaim, he can't leave it there, and he's not mechuyev to lose money because of Tzar Bali Chaim. So al Tzar Bali Chaim, this is a hetzav levatol kli mehechonai. That is what the Goyim brings down. But the Mechaber didn't say this. The Mechaber just said, Perke Menachas Shelo Yishaveru, Lo Yanichim Al Bein Mishim Tzar Bali Chaim. And now that's the Bialoch speaking. If he's in such a matzav, he can't take it down Benachas. So the alternative, either he should lose the money or Tzar Bali Chaim, so then there's a heter of Bematol Keli Meichone. Sif Yud, Chosh Choloi Baderech, a person was Baderech, Utfilin Beroishai. He was wearing Tfilin. Now we have to know, Tfilin Meikar Adin is a Malbush. Tfilin is not considered carrying. If I'm wearing Tfilin, Shabbos loves Mantul, but it's not considered them carrying. Now, if we'll take off the tefillin baderech, so there'll be a bezoyin of the tefillin. So chosh chloi baderech, a tefillin baroishoi, oishi yoisei v'meis ha-medrish basode, v'chosh chloi. And this base medrish basode was not a mocking shomo. If he leaves the tefillin there, they'll also be nisbazer, they'll be stolen. So he wears them, miniach yodei aleim, but al kaponim he shouldn't be walking around Shabbos. Everyone should see he's wearing tefillin because that is not the right picture we want people to say. Yeah, fine, the Yid is wearing tefillin. Oh, you wear tefillin Shabbos. Okay, it's a new fan. So he holds his hand over his head, and people shouldn't see behind he's wearing tefillin. He goes to Beisai, so he's not carrying, and he's not advertising also that he's wearing filaments. And this is, the head of this is because of the Bezoin of the Tun, there's no place where to put it. Then you put it there and you don't go further. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah, like that,
that it's
Shabbat,
the way that
he could
know
the prophet
as well. A broch is ichanat, that's for sure. If he puts it on, I don't know. Here, we were just saying that the Sulim Bereishai, it seems he was wearing the Sulim. I don't know if we have this hetter by putting it on. I don't know. I know Chosh Chalei, I know the Nasa Bein Hashmoshes. V'yem shaloi liso oisom b'yodoi l'beisim nekdush Shabbos. It's bein ha-shmoshis, you can't carry them. L'hashir oisom shom b'derech b'beisim edrish yem shem m'nei b'zayin ha-tfilim. The botay midroshi shalem hoya besode. The botay midroshis were in the fields, far out of to people were living, mokim shem yishumim nehaganovim. Alkein ikir lechomim lanosim olov derech malbush ad beisai. Ach tzorech lechasoysam sholoi yiruhu shunaisi olov ad filim b'shabbos. People should not see he's wearing it Shabbos. Now, so far, now we're going to have a myrdike chiddushin, which can be moyadik nageya. We'll see as we learn the next halachas. Till now, we had a person had a case, and there were different alternatives. If he had a guy, he gives it to the guy. If he doesn't have a guy, he puts it on the chamer. If he doesn't have a chamer, he gives it to the chamer, to the cotton. If he didn't have this, he goes, pachas, pachas, midaladamas. That was the biggest kula we had so far. Now we have a bigger kula. He was carrying a package on his shoulders. Vekidish olav hayoim. And it became Shabbos. So, l'chayre, and there's a problem. Baita odam bolam, amaynoi, and... So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, we are speaking about a specific case that he can't walk pachas, pachas, midaladamas. That's not, we'll see what even the Mishnah Berurah brings down a few reasons why. That means if he could walk pachas, pachas, midaladamas, that is the next alternative. If you don't have a goy and a chamer and a chereshay to the cotton, you go pachas, pachas, midaladamas. But we're going, he doesn't have this eight seida. He doesn't have this answer of going pochus pochus with all those amis. Rot tachteho ad beisoin. So he starts running. He runs. L'cheri started running before Shabbos. There's no akirim. There was no akira from a Rishus Haram, but he runs. It's an Indian of running. We'll see why he should run. Ad Beisai, to his house. So let's say the Mishnah Berurah so far. Rots Tachtel, the whole Kama, the Leomad Lovush, if he doesn't stand to rest, ain't kan akira b'Shabbos. There's no akira, so that means it never was noch. He's running, so it never was noch b'shu sarab. V'davke k'she'ein imoy ein yehudi, we're speaking about that we lost all other alternatives. He does never go. V'loy beheime, v'loy chereshay to the cotton. V'gam b'mokeim she'ein yochel alichay pochas pochas mi'abamis. If he could go in she'm yishorim elistin she'yizulu. There's a block before this listim over here. And he's going to walk two amis and stop and two amis and stop. He'll be meeting up with some undesirable company. And so Mamela, that is... He has to get out of here as quick as possible. So Al Kaponim, he can't go pochus pochus midaladamas. Oishiyesh mayim rochev arba amas. So that means he won't be able to stop somehow in the middle of the water. Va'ayin ma shekosavti b'samuch d'lididon. Now this is moira d'knageya. The last one, Rishus Arabim Gmure, Efsher the Shori Bachol Inyan. What does the Shori Bachol Inyan mean? That means if we don't have an emissary Rishus Arabim, we just found the heter over here, and you can go through a Rishus Arabim without an Akira and an Ochet. That means he's just running. We'll come back to this, but he's running. There's no Akira, there's no Anoche, and there's no Shalom Shabbos. Now, we just said this was only Mutter. This is very scary. About Kaponim, we were Mutter if he doesn't have any other alternative. That is not because we have an emissary Shusarab. If we don't have an emissary Shusarabim, so we waive all the other things that means, and he can do this. He can do this lachatchila. That means if this will be the most convenient thing for him to do, to run, so he can run. And we're not conditions. We don't even emissary issues. I'm number one. And number two, he brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman, he doesn't even have to run. We'll see there's an Indian of running. The Indian of running was because we want him. Why is he running now? It's not also an ideal Shabbos to get things to run. Toshim Shabbos Haglach, he's not supposed to run on Shabbos. Only Bochim and Mesangim, but like this, he's not allowed to run. But here we want him to run, but he should remember, why am I running? I'm running because I'm carrying something and I have to remember to continue and not to stop. That's why the Chazal were mechayev him to run. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, but that's by an emissary Shusaram. If we don't have an emissary Shusaram, you can walk. Don't stop. Walk. Walk, we continue walking, so my walking is also the same thing. My name is Rishus Rambu and Seymach on this. Agavuch, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman clears a Moyrdik Yishayle, and he clears a Shayle, he said, we tell him to run. Let's talk about the name of Rishus Rambu. We tell him to run. Why? We're speaking about it's a Shayle from Malachas that Isis, so he has to have a Heker to remember. And he's carrying something and he can't stop, so he runs. He said, what'll be, let's be practical, he's attacking a chavira, he has to go 2 miles. If he's going to run, he's going to have to stop in the middle. He can't do it. He's not an Olympic runner. He can't even stop. Le'idach, he said, if he's going to walk, he'll do it. So Mamela. So he says, maybe Lechayim, even though Chazal will machayev him to run, that is dafkets, running is better than walking because he is a hacker. But if through running, so then could be Chazal were meikoch.